Aimed at developing the black community to its maximum potential through a focus on economics and education with a trace of hard work, honesty, and integrity. For more information, make sure you visit the website at www.pactsinc.org. That way you can click on all the tabs, learn more about the initiatives, the programs, the codes of conduct that they have created, and everything that PACS Inc. have in store for the black community. You yourself can learn more about it and also learn how you can become a part of PACS Inc., become a part of the family, and become a part of the change that we're all waiting for. So www.pactsinc.org. While you're online, make sure you visit our Freedom Train website at www.freedomtrainradio.com. Learn more about myself, my co-host Patrick, Jamie, and learn more about the upcoming shows that we have. Remember, every Monday at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, there's Office Hours with Professor Carlton Jones and Erica Tobin, which is live streamed from our Freedom Train site. Every Monday, you can also get the Fix Sports Podcast, my show, the Fix Sports Podcast. You get it every Monday as I give you a weekly update of what happened in the world of sports from the black perspective. Every Wednesday, you can get the Freedom Train Podcast series. So this show right here, you're going to get this show every Wednesday, the Freedom Train Podcast series. You're going to also get our new blog session, which is called The Freedom Papers. And the newest blog under The Freedom Papers is called Money, Power, and Growth, a blog by Shakara Jenkins. So make sure you check that out every Wednesday. And every Thursday, you make sure you check out Patrick Irvin's show, Lessons from the Screen, where he break down all type of information that is given to you through various screen mediums, whether it's your cell phone, whether it's the big screen in Hollywood. So that's the lineup for PACS Inc. That's the lineup for the Freedom Train Network. So make sure you follow us on social media so you can stay up in tune with what's going on. So follow us on Twitter at Freedom Train Net. Follow us on Instagram at Freedom Train Network. Like our Freedom Train Network Facebook page. Subscribe to the Freedom Train Network on YouTube. And also subscribe to the Freedom Train Network on iTunes or Google Play. And if you subscribe, if you go type in Freedom Train Network on iTunes or Google Play, it'll pull up all of our shows, because the Freedom Train Network, the Fix Sports Podcast Series, Office Hours with Professor Carlton Jones and Erica Tobin, as well as Lessons from the Screen with Patrick Irvin, all of those shows are on iTunes and Google Play. That way, you can stay down on the get down. All right. That's enough of the housekeeping. You know how we do, because we got to keep people informed. So this week on the Freedom Train Podcast Series, of course, you know, we keep our ear to the streets of what's going on within the communities and the world. And this week, you know, we want to further blow the top off about this sexual assault cases, but we want to dig a little further deeper and talk more about the culture of rape that allows for these acts to happen. America has a culture of rape that we don't like to talk about, but we talk about it today right here on the Freedom Train Podcast Series. Now, if you've been following us for a while, and especially if you've been following us from the beginning, then you know good and hell well that when it comes to the Freedom Train Podcast Series, we have been talking about the culture of rape in America. We've been talking about how it affects men, how it affects women, how it affects both genders at the same time. There's a pervasive culture of rape that exists in America, and it existed before America, because this pervasive culture of rape exists within Western culture. right? So I'm going to do my best to give you a good idea of what the culture of rape is, how it came to be, and how it is still active and effective within our American society today, right? Because you see, now we're at a point to where we have a lot of people, especially women, coming out, and some men coming out talking about how they have been victims of sexual assault. This is not new to me, but it's new to a lot of people. It's not surprising to me, but it is surprising to a lot of people, especially within the world of Hollywood and the celebrities. A lot of people really have no idea of what goes on in Hollywood. But a lot of people really have no idea what goes on in their own backyards, in their own cities. A lot of you have sex trafficking rings in your own cities, and you don't even realize it. Some of you have sex trafficking rings in your communities, and you don't even realize it. And what I'm going to attempt to do is be able to give us a little more information that we can use to be able to recognize some of the things that's going on. Now, America is a part of Western culture, right? And Western culture has had a pervasive element of rape within it since its inception, from my understanding. And so let me try to put some context and some breakdown to that. So when we talk about Western culture and how it came to be, how America came to be, and just Western culture as a whole, we have to go back to Greece, because Greece is the foundation of Western culture. Actually, Africa is the foundation, but Greek is, you know, that Western culture. Because there will be no Greek culture without African culture, right? But within that Greek culture, you have certain gods and goddesses that these people built sort of their social, moral, ethical norms in the way they live and exist, in the way they think about life and the pursuit of whatever. They were shaped and centered around the gods that they served. And the gods that they served, Zeus, Poseidon, Hades, Athena, Aphrodite, all these certain gods, especially Zeus and Poseidon and Hades, especially them, they were rapists and beings who sexual assault was the norm, right? That was the norm. It was nothing for Zeus to take shape of something, namely a man, and force himself onto a woman. The story of Medusa goes like this. Medusa was a young, beautiful lady, just out minding her own business. But Medusa was so beautiful that Athena already didn't like her. She was jealous. But she was so beautiful that Poseidon decided to rape Medusa. And so Medusa's punishment for being raped was to be cursed by Athena, because Athena was jealous that Poseidon decided to rape Medusa, right? And so she cursed Medusa with the stone eyes, the supposed ugliness, and the snake hair, and you know the stories about Medusa. So Medusa is portrayed as an evil woman, just a scorned woman who you would be mad too if you were raped and then cursed. But these gods, these Greek gods, were rapists. Sexual assault has been a pervasive part of Greek culture, Western culture, Roman culture, any other Western civilizations. Now, sexual assault and rape has been a part of other cultures as well. We do know whatever military culture exists, rape culture will exist. We do that. We do know that. History tells us that in all of the areas where war has taken place, whenever war is taking place in these areas, the amount of rapes and sexual assault arise, because actually sexual assault and rape is a tactic that is used in warfare against the weak, against the women and the children and the weak men. Sexual assault is a tactic that was used during slavery, the buck breaking. They would tie down the biggest and strongest slaves and rape them, straight sodomize them. America would not be what it is today if it was not for the culture of rape and sexual assault. That is a part of the foundation of the culture of America. Just ask the slaves, the black women who were slaves. Just ask the black men who were slaves. Ask the Native American, the Native American men and women. They were enslaved. They were raped, pillaged, prodded, all those things by the people who supposedly founded and built this nation. We know about Thomas Jefferson and Sally Hemings, the relationship that he had. She was 14. He was a grown man, raping that lady, which eventually developed into whatever type of, you want to call a relationship or whatever it is they had. And she ended up having at least 12 children by him. But the fact of the matter is, all of that has compounded over the years and brought us to where we are today in America, where the amount of sexual assault and that just the perversive culture of rape is still out of hand. We like to look at other nations and other countries and the things that are going on and turn a blind eye to the things that are happening in America. Right, we did a show not too long ago on Harvey Weinstein, the things that he's done. We've talked about Nick Park and the situations. We've talked about Bill Cosby. We've talked about a lot of different situations over the years that involve sexual assault. And see, what's bringing things to the light now, to the fan now, is all of these Hollywood executives, these celebrities, these politicians, these congressmen, these senators, these legislators, all of these prominent older white men are being called to the carpet now. Now remember, at one point in America, the face of a rapist on the face of sexual assault was a black man. Go back to The Birth of a Nation, to the original Birth of a Nation movie by I think it's D.W. Griffith or W.D. Griffith, whatever, 1913, Birth of a Nation. That movie was about the installation of fear within white populations based off of false propaganda of the black man being a sexually overcharged beast who cannot control his urges and has to lash out in uncontrollable sexual ways to fulfill his lust, right? When all in all, that's the way the white man get down. Now, in America, I was watching an episode of The Breakfast Club, and Charlamagne God gave himself the donkey of the day or something like that. He was coming down on himself because he just realized how men are cultured and are raised in this culture of rape. And I want to take it a step further, because Charlamagne only realized a half truth. Yes, men in this country in America are raised in a culture of rape. But women are also, in America, raised in a culture of rape. A culture of rape will not be able to exist if only one party exists within that culture. If only one, think about it. We're saying that men are taught these actions and behaviors. And we also know that women are some of the primary teachers of young men. Men and women have both been cultured, socialized, normalized within this culture of rape. That doesn't mean that you buy into rape culture. What that means is you have been raised and brought up in a culture of rape. So a lot of things that we have came up to see that were bad, it was normalized, it was minimized to us. And so that is how it's 2017, 2018 basically, and you can still have a pervasive culture of rape that exists because both men and women in America, they participate in this culture of rape. Look at what's going on now in Alabama with Roy Moore. You have Alabamians coming out of the woodworks to defend Roy Moore, right? I bet you these are some of the same people who tried to condemn Bill Cosby. Now, Harvey Weinstein, and within the last 2 years, Harvey, like big name stories, Harvey Weinstein, Bill Cosby, Roy Moore, Donald Trump. Donald Trump is straight downplaying the sexual assault allegations. But guess what? Guess how many women will ride for Donald Trump right now? Just like they're doing for Roy Moore. I was just watching this morning, thanks to CNN, just watching this morning, how they had a focus group of people, of Alabamians, who are riding with Roy Moore, men and women, and going as far as mildly, which we know they were blatantly, but within their words, trying to mildly or covertly accuse the 14-year-old girl of being someone who was inviting the sexual violence onto her. Now, let's think about that. A woman doing that. In my opinion, we do not ignore the role that men play in the culture of sexual assault and violence in America. And we do not downplay the role women play in sexual assault in America. If we don't factually and wholeheartedly recognize and really look at what's going on and call out what's going on, we will be here 50 years from now still talking about the culture of rape. The culture of rape is older than America and is as American or even more American than anything else, than apple pie, than the Constitution, than the red, white, and blue. Because if it was not for the culture of rape that was brought to America, a lot of this wouldn't exist, because the culture of rape or the tactic of rape was used by early so-called Americans, who are those white men, to establish fear and dominance and to let the natives, the indigenous people in this land, and the Africans that were brought to this land, because black people were already here, and the black people who were here in the Caribbean, in the Americas, were raped. They were raped physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, economically. The land were raped. The lands were raped from them. Everything was literally raped by Europeans. These disgusting white devil pig doo-doo head fuckboys. Right? They brought that culture to these lands. Matter of fact, 8 years ago, I did, because I work, and I do it on my own now. I do it on my own because I see a need for the work. But 8 years ago, I was the director of the Sexual Violence Prevention Program for the Health Department in Tallahassee, Florida. My very first presentation I did was about the culture of rape. I'm looking at this PowerPoint now. It's titled Sexual Violence and Its History, What Went Wrong in Our Society. And in this, I am detailing as much as possible the origins and the roots of sexual assault and sexual violence in this country. In doing this, I pissed off a lot of old white women, because I started talking about white slave masters or white men during slavery time raping black women. They got pissed off. They were on cold as well. So it kicked in that, oh my God, I have to protect a white man. He's talking about a white man. He's telling the truth about a white man. Oh my God, I have to protect these white men. So these white women went on to call me racist and all other things and tried to get me in trouble. But my information was accurate. And when I was talking about rape as a whole, nobody had a problem with it. But when I was talking about white men being rapists, they had a problem with it. So those white women was trying to come to the defense of white men, even though white men are guilty of even raping them. So we're talking about the culture of rape. Look how deep this goes. Like, really, really, really look how deep this goes when we're talking about the culture of rape. And if you only focus on the role that men play in the culture of rape, this culture will still exist. You have women in this country right now who are the madams and or pimps of other women. They are the pimps of other women, of teenage, underage girls out here are being pimped by women. Think about that. Madam, madams, madams, whatever you want to call them, they damn exist. That exists. That happens. That's real. This culture of rape is real. Over the last 8 years, I've heard so many young girls tell me about their experiences with sexual assault and or rape. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Now, let me read this to you. This is something that was in the PowerPoint that I had, right? The ruling culture in power in the United States today has its roots in the belief and practices of ancient civilizations who worshiped their male deity, revered men, and cast women in submissive and subordinate roles. To establish their values as leaders and to expand their influences throughout the world, the ancient patriarchal societies systematically destroyed or colonized groups that held beliefs or practiced traditions in which women played a central role. Now, that's a part two, because traditional African societies or the traditional American societies, the women played roles that were equal to men. And in some cases, the women held roles and positions of power higher than the men. It was the Europeans who felt as if women should be in subordinate and submissive places and roles. That's why we have the colonizing of these people in these lands all over the world, and the spreading of Christianity, that the man is the head of the household. The man is the head. The man is the head. The man is in charge, and the woman is just a piece of the man. The woman is an attachment, an accessory to the man. Those are European ideas, right? Those are white ideas. We know in our past, in our African past, African women were seen as equal to the African man. The African man was seen as equal to the African woman. When there was a god, there was a goddess, and the goddess balanced out the god. You can't have a goddess without a god, you can't have a god without a goddess. So women were seen as valuable, women were valued. But we now, as black people, as people of African descent, as copper colored people, whatever you want to call yourself, an indigenous American, a Hebrew Israelite, a Moor, whatever you want to call us, us black people, the descendants of the original people of the continent of Africa, right, who migrated and populated the world and were conquered and colonized throughout the world, we've adopted these unhealthy, sick, patriarchal qualities, ideas, ways of living, ways of life, social and cultural norms. We've adopted these things to the point that where we are today, where you can have a panel of adults who are supposedly God-fearing Christians who are basically defending people who have been accused of sexual assault on multiple occasions. Right? Now, Even like Bill Cosby, when it happens and you support the person, initially people are going to get defensive. But we got to think about it like this. I grew up on Cosby. Cosby was all up in my household. Hey, 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 right? Fat Albert. Cosby was all up in my household. But my loyalty to my community far exceeds and outweighs my admiration for Bill Cosby as an entertainer and a comedian, right? And so, do I feel as if Bill Cosby was guilty of everything. You know, I feel like a lot of those women were on some other stuff. But Bill Cosby is guilty of being a part of this culture, this pervasive culture of rape, sexual assault, and all these unhealthy things that we're doing. Right? He is guilty of participating in within that. Right? I don't think, and even like a lot of these other men, you do have to give them time to go through the process. But for all these women to be coming out after these men, even Bill Cosby, for all these women, that lets you know that we have a big problem. And even like stuck on Bill, even if I feel like Bill isn't guilty from all the things, that don't absolve him from a lot of those things. Bill did something. Bill did something wrong. Bill Cosby did something he wasn't supposed to do. We don't know exactly all of what it was, but Bill Cosby did something he wasn't supposed to do. And so we can't just be like, well, I love Bill Cosby, so I'm going to defend him. Nah, I need my evidence. I need some information. Like I said, Bill Cosby grew up all up in my house, but I'm not going to turn my back on my community because I love the way he entertained me growing up. He's guilty of something. Now, we found out a lot of the cases, a lot of those sexual assault cases, you know, we found out the truth about a lot of those things. But for the most part, Bill Cosby still and was involved in some behavior that he shouldn't have been involved in. He wasn't. I mean, he was. He was involved in some fucked up shit. Right. Donald Trump. When you got women coming out talking about Donald Trump just grabbing them and kissing them in the mouth. But think about how pervasive the culture of rape is. Big ass Terry Crews say a grown man walked up to him, grabbed his ding-a-ling, and he didn't do anything because he was like, well, if I beat this man up, I'm going to go to jail and all this. So it's like, and I hear it all the time, like, and on these college campuses, when somebody is a victim of sexual assault, their first thing they feel is fear, followed by fear, because they're afraid that this happened. They're afraid of the backlash, they're afraid of the frontlash, the sidelash, they're afraid of being re-victimized and all these things here. And it's created confusion in what's going on. On one end, if somebody is accused of sexual assault, they're automatically absolved. They didn't do anything. On the other end, if somebody is accused of sexual assault, you did it. And to me, we've let this go on so long that we've got to this point where there's no rationale, there's no point that we can really sit down and really gather information. Sides are going to attack each other. Well, those women are lying. Well, those men are still raping people and getting away with it. Even when we're talking about the issue of false reporting. False reporting does happen. False reporting may not happen in abundance, but false reporting happens. I remember reading an article not too long ago. I forget the white woman's name. I forget her name, but she was talking about how she has no problem with men who are falsely accused of rape being convicted and serving prison time and losing time out of their life. She has no problem with those men being casualties of war, per se, if it ultimately leads to the overall stopping of the culture of sexual assault. But what she really don't realize is that shit not gonna stop the culture of sexual assault. That was the dumbass. That lady just stupid as fuck anyway, right? Men being falsely accused of sexual assault and serving prison time will not stop the culture of rape, especially when both sides still participate in the culture of rape. Now, men who have raped, they should be castrated. Men who have raped and sexually assaulted people, women who have been sexually assaulted people, should have their vagina sewed up. Men who have sexually assaulted should be castrated. Nobody should be going around doing that shit. But we have this culture. Think about it. We're in this culture now to where, like we try to normalize and explain pedophilia. So 50 years ago, 60 years ago, 70, 80 years ago, it was cool for a 40-year-old man to have sex with a 14-year-old. People really try to say a 14-year-old girl 50 years ago, 60 years ago, was more mature than a 14-year-old now, with no evidence. With no evidence to prove that a 14-year-old then was more mature now. They would say, well, she had more responsibility. Well, so you're going to tell me that you have to post on every single 14-year-old 100 years ago, and you simultaneously have to post on every 14-year-old now to tell me that 14-year-olds then had more responsibility and were more mature than 14-year-olds now? I'm calling bullshit, because you have no evidence to prove that. That's why I'm calling bullshit. But the culture of, think about it. If Mr. Edgar, who was 35 years old, saw little Patricia, who was 15 and wanted to marry her, that was okay. That was okay. People seeing that as a come up. And like the white dude earlier today in the CNN thing and in the focus group they had, the white dude was like, that young girl should feel, back then, and they was talking about the same scenario about 50, 60, 70, 80 years ago, a 15-year-old marrying a 30-year-old or a 40-year-old. That 30 or 40-year-old is still manipulating and taking advantage of a teenager. That teenager, like, brains did not develop faster back then. They didn't. The brain developed the same speed back then as it did now. Right? People learned the same way back then, same way they did now. Pictures and sound. Experiences. Things like that. Nothing has changed, really. Nothing really has changed, right? But people try to explain that and try to rationalize it. No, your granddaddy was nasty. My granddaddy was nasty, right? My grandmother, I keep telling y'all, my grandmother had her first child at 11 years old. Something was going wrong that wasn't supposed to be going on, because there's no way an 11-year-old should be pregnant. So whatever was going on shouldn't have been going on, and no grown man shouldn't have had their hands on no 11-year-old. We will try to rationalize that and say, well, that was just the times. No, all right. So basically, you were saying, well, women, it was okay for women to have no voice then. It was okay for women to be raped then. It was okay for women to be assaulted then. It was okay for women to be dominated then. It was okay for women to not be able to speak up and say, hey, I don't want this. I don't like this. This is not okay. And you were saying it was okay for that to happen back then. But it's not okay now, because all of a sudden teenagers are different now, right? All of a sudden it's not okay. And I'm glad of the progress. Don't get it twisted. I'm glad of the progress, but don't try to rationalize no sexual assault 80 years ago to me. That's straight bullshit, and I'm calling you out on it. That right there helped us get to where we are today. You cannot get to where we are today without all of those rationalizations and all of that thing and all of the support that they had for grown-ass men preying on young girls. If you're a 40-year-old man, you should not have your damn eyes on no damn 14, 15-year-old girl, not even no 18-year-old girl. You're a grown-ass man. But you have that because you got that pedophilia in you. And now we are even moving to times where people who are pedophiles are starting to come out in the open and say, hey, I am a pedophile. And there's been rumors and talks about it being pushed to being legalized to where a grown-ass man or a grown-ass woman can have sex with a child. And when we talk about pedophilia, what we don't like to talk about is these women who prey on these men, these young boys. Yeah, we don't want to talk about that. But like I say, if we're going to talk about the culture of rape, we're going to talk about the culture of rape. If we're going to talk about the culture of sexual assault, we're going to talk about the culture of sexual assault. Some of these grown women out here are taking advantage of little boys and sexually assaulting these little boys, making these little boys perform oral sex on them, performing oral sex on these little boys, making these little boys penetrate them. Right? Same way these grown men are performing oral sex on these young girls, touching these young girls on their butt and between their legs and their breasts, and making these young girls perform oral sex on them. 85% of the time, the person who's going to sexually assault somebody else already knows that person. So 85% of the time, the assaulter will be somebody who is in close proximity, who already knows the victim. That's 85% of the time. So it's more likely that that the person who's assaulting these young men, these young boys and young girls, will come from within the house, within the family, within the neighborhood, within that circle of trust and love. 85% of the time, that's what's going to happen. What about Uncle such and such, who's a pervert that everybody covers up for? Oh, that's just Uncle such and such. Or the notion that boys will be boys. Or the notion that if a woman sexually assaults a man and he says something, he's gay. Right? Which is all fucking ridiculous. Fucking ludicrous, ridiculous notions to think that it is okay for a young man to be sexually assaulted because he's supposed to like that shit. Somebody touches him in an unwanted way because he's a boy, he's supposed to like that shit. If that's not some fucking flawed logic for you, I have no idea what is. Right? I mean, I know why we're here. I know why we're here. We're here because we live in a world that our parents lied to us about. And in some cases, your parents didn't even lie to you. Hell, your parents didn't know no better because your parents were lied to. We live in a sick and twisted society. We live in a society where a woman will be victimized because a man decided not to control his self. A young boy or another grown man would be victimized because a man decided not to control himself. A young boy would be victimized, or a grown man, because a woman decided not to control herself. A young girl would be victimized because a grown woman decided not to control herself. And then the industry of human trafficking is ridiculous. So many young girls and women, period, are going missing. And every time I hear a story about a young girl or a woman going missing, especially a black woman going missing, the first thing goes through my mind is I hope that she's not being placed into some human trafficking ring. We need to fuck everybody up who is championing sexual assault and rape culture. Like people who are and I understand when you are fanatical about somebody, you're going to defend them. When you have admiration in your heart for somebody, you're going to defend them. So that's how Trump is getting defended. That's how Roy Moore is getting defended. That's how Harvey Weinstein is getting defended. That's even how Cosby got defended. Now we have more information about the Cosby case. We know that a lot of the information, a lot of the ladies were just coming out of the woodwork just saying things. But we do know Cosby still did some shit he wasn't supposed to do. We do know that. Cosby was drugging somebody. Cosby was doing some inappropriate things and some things that is sexual assault. We do know that. We do know that. Now, everything that he's accused for, we're not going to say he did because we don't have evidence. But we do have evidence on some of the things that he admitted to and evidence that were found to what he was doing. So he needs his ass whooped for that. Definitely need your, Cosby, you need your goddamn ass whooped for that. You need your ass whooped for that. But it's showing you, but it two things too. Within the culture of sexual assault and the culture of rape, racism still exists. So that's how Cosby can be drugged through the mud and then Harvey Weinstein is protected to a degree. Trump is protected to a degree. Roy Moore is protected to a degree. All these other sick Hollywood people are protected to a degree. Corey Feldman came out a while ago and said that pedophilia was the biggest issue in Hollywood. they swept it under the rug because he's a crazy drug addicted former child star who's trying to get back into the spotlight. Then we learned about some of these Eyes Wide Shut parties that they've been having in Hollywood. You want to be down? We're going to see how much you want to be down, right? Culture of sexual assault and the culture of rape, it's real. It's happening too damn much in this country. It's happening too damn much in our community, and we've adopted these sick-ass culture and these cultural practices. That's why it's so pervasive within our communities now. That's why our women, our black women, a lot of our black women don't feel safe around a lot of our black men, because we've adopted these sick ass cultural practices from the damn cave beast that we try our best to be like. Right? So within the black community, we have to deal with the culture of sexual assault and rape. We have to deal with it. It was one of the biggest issues that needed to be addressed even during the Black Power Movement, when the Black Panther Civil Rights Movements and all those things there. It was one of the things that didn't get addressed. It needs to be addressed. Our women are not targets for somebody's sexual lust or somebody trying to gain power and control. Our women are not targets for that. Our men are not targets for that. Our young girls and our young boys are not targets for that. And we have done a bad job over the last couple of years of protecting our communities. You cannot know that a member of your family is sexually assaulting another member of your family, and then you sweep it under the rug. It's like I hear stories about people who are part of churches, and they've been sexually assaulted or raped by a member of the church, and then the first thing the churches tell them to do is forgive. Give forgiveness. Give forgiveness. There is no punishment for the rape. So the rapes continue. The sexual assaults continue. The molestation continue. More children are at risk. More people are at risk. More women are at risk. More men are at risk for becoming victims of sexual assault within our communities. Because within the black community, we have been sweeping that shit up under the rug. Right? What happens in our house stays in our house. No fucking longer. No longer. We have to take some kind of goddamn stand against these fucked up behaviors that we choose to be a part of. You know good and hell well that it's not okay for our children or any member of our society or community to be taken advantage of, to be put in a position to where they fear for their safety, they fear for their life, they fear for their well-being, because some weak-ass motherfucker feels like this is the best way for me to become powerful. Because we know that rapes and sexual assault, it has nothing to do with uncontrollable lust. Because a lot of these people have no problem getting sex. It's a wanting of power and control, because they themselves feel powerless. And I become more powerful by overpowering you and making you feel more powerless. That makes me feel more power, and that gives me more control, or the illusion of power control within me. But what it does tell me is that I can overpower you, so it makes me feel better. That's that pervasive mindset, right? That's that mindset. Like there was a story, and I've told this before, but I'm gonna tell it again. There was a couple in New York. The woman was she's black and white. She's mixed. The husband was black. They had three children. The husband was a fledgling musician who had these power control issues. They were together for 22 years. He was verbally abusive for 20 years, physically abusive for 2 years. Within those 2 years. Well, within the whole time, it was not good. But those 2 years of physical abuse, he would beat the woman and make the kids film him as he beat her. He would take advantage of her. He would rape her. He would do all these things he wanted to her, to break her down, all these different things. And the only thing that got him convicted wasn't the things that were filmed on tape. It was after the ordeals. One of her coworkers had documented all of the bruises and the things that she's seen on her over a course of a year. And that documentation helped him get convicted. But the tape alone of everything that was happening, the courts could not use that as substantial evidence, even though everything was there. Our judicial system is fucked up. Our court system is fucked up. Our society as a whole is fucked up. Everything that we are indulging in as Americans is fucked up. And we have to stop acting like we are exempt from it. Every person in America, everybody who's been fully Americanized, you have been taught how to participate, or if you haven't participated, you exist within a culture of rape. Whether you are a person who does sexually assault others, or you're a person who turns your back and act like it doesn't happen, or you know what, it wouldn't happen if you weren't that type of person. But what the fuck does that mean? Like, if you are a promiscuous person, that first of all, people act like promiscuity is an open invitation for sexual assault, which is fucking not. Which you should be punched in your eye for thinking some dumb shit like that. But also that the way I carry myself, or if I'm revealing in my dress and my manner, my body is revealed, that warrants unwanted behavior. Now, reality, it does bring about unwanted behavior, but it does not warrant unwanted behavior. Let's be clear with that. It does not warrant it, but unwanted behavior does come about because of the way we are socialized. Men really think that that's okay because other men and women that they've associated with throughout the years have told them that that shit was acceptable. Let's just be real. They've been told that that behavior is acceptable, so that's why they exist in the manner in which they exist. When a woman walks out, matter of fact, and let's just be real, a woman can have on a spacesuit. If a man wants to rape her, he's going to rape her. So it has nothing to do with what the woman has on. If he feels like he can take advantage of that person, he will. She will. They will. It has nothing to do with what the person is wearing. It's opportunity. The opportunity presented itself for this person to supposedly gain power and control. These are the things that happen in this pervasive culture of rape that we exist in today. I mean, it is, and we have to stop acting like we don't know what the hell is going on. We have to stop acting as if America is this great wonderland where no bad things happen. And if they do, they are an anomaly. That's not true. Bad America is a fucked up place to be in. Let's just be real. America has its advantages. What for, especially people of color, I feel like it has way more disadvantages than advantages. In our community, we are not safe from the outside communities. And in some respects, members of our community are not safe from members of our community. Solutions, I believe, can happen. For one, we stop sweeping things under the rug. If a person in our family, our community, is guilty of sexual assault, we whoop that ass. They ass get the full extent of punishment. Second thing, we will not act as if only one sex is involved in the pervasive culture of sexual assault and rape. Both sexes are involved. Males and females are involved. Right? Things that we need to do. Call out the people. When somebody has been a victim of sexual assault, we become an ally to them. We become an ally to them, and we look for the facts and the clues and all of the information we need. We get to the bottom of it. We get to the truth of things that's going down. We become allies. We don't make up excuses. So your homeboy been accused of sexual assault. Because that's your homeboy, and you could never think of somebody doing that. You say, well, nah, she must have deserved that, which is bullshit. That's women right there, victimizing other women and also helping the cycle of sexual assault exist within this country. That happens. That happens on both sides, and we have to be honest with ourselves about all these different things. We like to act as if we're just so special and all this and all that, and these things never happen to us. It's real in our communities. It's real within our communities, and we have to be honest with ourselves. It's real. Stop calling these people out. We can, as a community, the men in your community, when you find out somebody in your community is a woman beater, a rapist, a molester, we whoop that ass. But we also give him some fucking help and some rehabilitation. Because we can't just whoop somebody's ass and release them back to society and they haven't been rehabilitated. We have to find real practical ways to thwart sexual assault and rape and domestic violence and all these things within our community. We have to find real practical ways to stop this, not just trying to band-aid things, not just trying to patch things up. There has to come to a halt within our communities, within the black communities. I don't know about nobody else's communities, but within the black communities, first thing, another solution is stop being so enamored and willing to just jump into and accept other people's cultures and cultural practices and just invite that and just say, we need to do this and we need to do that, without checking out the cultures, without checking out the good and the bad of the cultures, especially white Western culture. We feel that white Western culture is the standard of living when it's not. It's fucking trash. White Western culture is fucking trash. African people taught white people how to wipe their ass. Remember that. We taught white people how to wipe their ass. Remember that. So we are adopting unhealthy, unnatural cultural practices. And we see what that has gotten us to, where members of our community, namely our women, are afraid to exist around other members of our community. And if you know somebody in your family is sexually assaulting somebody in your community, somebody in your circle, they need to be put on blast. They need to be reprimanded. They need to be rehabilitated. Those are things that need to happen, because I don't want somebody who has those characteristics of a rape and sexual assault supporting and being a part of that to just be re-released back into our society just because you whooped their ass. That good ass whooping not really going to change those behaviors. It will modify those behaviors. It will make those behaviors exist in another way, but it will not change those behaviors. Right? That person ain't going to stop doing it. They'll find a better way to do it. That's not what we want. We don't want people finding a better way to exist within the culture of sexual assault. We don't want people to find a better way to sexually assault the members of our community. Namely, our women, because women are the largest group, largest population within our society, within our community, that are sexually assaulted. So we have to be able to look at that. Men, we got to get out of our fucking feelings. Women, y'all have to get out y'all goddamn feelings too. And we have to start telling the truth about what's really going on in our communities. We have to. And until we do that, we're going to be continuously going in these cycles of fucked up over and over, cycles of bullshit over and over, talking about the things that has happened within our community. So many women are coming out and telling their stories about being sexually assaulted. It's fucking ridiculous. It makes me want to fucking cry, man. I'm not going to lie. My first action is to rip a motherfucker's throat out. Just make me resort to violence. I find the next sorriest man I can and just kick his ass. But I know that's not the answer. I know that's just going to make me feel good of getting angry, but that won't change the culture. We have to directly change the culture that we exist in. Until we attack the culture, we're going to be here. Attack the culture. Attack the culture. Attack the culture. Stop teaching our young men the same damn things. Stop teaching our young women the same things. Who's doing the teaching? That has to be analyzed. What do you know? Like, think about it. These new age parents. And people like to talk about these young teen parents now, but they overlooked the young teen parents back then. But a lot of the things that the parents are teaching their children now, it was taught back then. That's how the culture still exists. We act like rape is something that just started happening like in the 1970s. Like the world just went to hell in the 1970s. And before that, America was great. The world was great. Nobody did anything bad, which is straight bullshit. Because all of that can be tracked. It can be documented. It is documented, rather. And it can be archived. I mean, it can be put on blast, rather. I'm just using all the fucking words. It got me mad. It got myself mad talking about this. But we can make a change. And that's why we continue to talk about it here on the Freedom Train Network. We are allies in stopping these pervasive culture of rape, sexual assault, violence against women, violence against men, violence against our youth. We're here to be allies in the stopping of that shit. Men, men within our communities, let's be a safe haven for our women. Our women should be able to come to us for help. And if another one of our men is fucking up, we got to pull him to the side to get his ass right by any means necessary. We do. We do. And, you know, that's all I got to say about that. I'm not going to beat a dead horse. I'm not going to continue to beat a dead horse. But those are things, once again, solutions. For one, speaking, more men and more people speaking up about sexual assault. More men and women not condemning people who have accused others of sexual assault. When somebody is accused, we take the time out to find all the evidence and information so we could properly put the person in that place. If they are guilty, we're going to get their ass. If they're not guilty, then we let go, and we have to change that part of society as well. Can't have no false reporting. It does happen. No more sweeping things up under the rug. If it happened within your family, community, society, say something about it. Stand up, speak up, speak out. We're not protecting people just because they are family members or because they're friends or loved ones. They fucked up. We have to get them help or this shit is going to continue. And we can't have cycles and generations of people who are continually victims of sexual assault because people don't want to speak up, or because when people do speak up, They are victimized and shamed and bashed and talked down upon because they spoke up. So let's think about that. Let's change. We can change this that we got going on. That way we won't have all these things that's going on in the news, because we will have curbed that behavior. Well, especially in our community, curbing that behavior. White America, you see, they are sick. But we are sick as well because we've adopted their behaviors and their cultural practices. So, man, you know how we do. We get down in the Freedom Train, we tell the truth. We're telling the truth. We need to tell the truth, because telling the truth will help get to the crux of it, be able to stop things at its roots. And if you're not stopping something at its roots, it's going to keep growing. So, hey, Time Magazine, they made the person of the year, the people who were the people who spoke out against the sexual assault that has been happening, and the people who have helped blown the lid off these things here. We'll probably go more into that later show. I'm just going to mention that now. But my focus now is not on that. It's on this culture and hoping that this last hour I was able to bring more clarity to the culture of rape and different things that we can do to change this culture of rape within our society. I do not claim to know it all, but I do know what I've studied. I do know what I've witnessed. I do know what conversations I've had. I do know what I've learned. And I do know that things can change within our community. I don't have all the answers, but I do have something to say to help change things and make things better. And so that, with that being said, remember, I'm Joseph Ward. This is the Freedom Train podcast series, and we stand for what's right within our communities and within this country and within this world. With that being said, we'll catch y'all on the flip side. Two fingers up like a player.